More and more Americans are seeking non-traditional therapies to try to relieve a variety of symptoms and maintain good health. But how can you know if these alternative treatments are safe or might be effective? This week on WRVO's health and wellness show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Josephine Briggs, the director of the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health at the National Institutes of Health, about these forms of medicine.
How do you define complementary and integrative medicine?
It's probably good to take on those two terms separately. Complementary health approaches is a term we use for health approaches that come through standard medical research or pharmaceutical research. They're traditional remedies that have grown up through centuries of practice outside the mainstream of medicine. Integrative is an openness to some of these non-traditional remedies, a particular attention to health and wellness. It's an emphasis on a more holistic approach to healthcare.
How many American adults are using some form of complementary or alternative medicine?
We do a survey each year with the CDC of health practices of Americans. And from that, we derive an estimate that about 40% of Americans use one or other of these approaches to health.
And what do you think is the biggest motivator in people seeking alternative care?
Well, people are partly looking to these practices to promote their own health and wellness, and are also turning to them for symptom management for conditions that they haven't found an answer to. By far and away, the most common are pain conditions, so back pain, neck pain, arthritis pain, headache. When we ask people what health condition are you using this approach for, it turns out to be pain. And of course, pain management is a huge problem. We see in this turning to traditional practices, whether it's chiropractic care or massage or yoga or meditation, we see this as something that's really important to build evidence about because of its potential benefit with tough problems.
Does it concern you that there are so many unsubstantiated claims about natural herbs, supplements, and practices being marketed, especially on the internet, to people seeking relief from pain or other symptoms? What's your advice to the medical consumer on how to vet information and navigate the world of alternative care?
It definitely concerns us that there's a lot of misinformation on the internet. We have a set of questions we urge people to ask about websites. One of them is just who's putting it up, and is this a website that is created by somebody selling something, or is this created by a reliable organization? Does it seem too good to be true? You know, this old statement, if it seems too good to be true, there's a good chance it is, holds very much in this space. And so that would be another reason for immediate skepticism if the claims seem excessive. We have special concern about three categories of claims for dietary supplements, and dietary supplements for weight loss, dietary supplements for muscle building, and dietary supplements being sold for sexual function. And all three of those categories, there are excessive and poorly founded claims being made, and some real safety concerns about some of the products. So that would be a real area of activating your listeners to be attentive to that set of problems.
That was Dr. Josephine Briggs, the director of the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health at NIH. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show. That's tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.